today.
Three big ones. President Obama in public, very solemn and upset. He was shaken up by ultimately what happened on the Senate floor in a vote for extensive background checks, thinking that 60 votes would be a layup. It wasn't. And the Manchin-Toomey bill failed because they didn't get the 60 votes needed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this is America Tonight. That's just a little slice of what's coming up on the show. A couple of other big things happening when it comes to, I think, frightening things that are going on around the country, including this massive explosion in a place called West Texas, famous for its Czechoslovakian food and warm hospitality, a little tiny dot on the map off of Interstate 35. But there's a great big fertilizer plant, or there was, that caught on fire, then exploded all of a sudden, taking people, I think, off guard and put them in shock. They say about 100 people plus dead, although that's not a confirmed number because of things recently that have been happening. The idea of rushing to a number is not one that anybody in law enforcement is quick to embrace, and they're not doing that in West. There are countless injured. The hospital is full, critical condition, some not as serious. About 700 people responded to help the people in West. It looks like a war zone. It looks, frankly, like Oklahoma City. If you remember what happened to Timothy McVeigh and the federal building, how the side of it was just, it looked like it was wide open, blown apart, which it was. And this is a similar look to what's gone on at this fertilizer plant. So scores of people in various conditions and questions surrounding the fire and some other things too, but they haven't even gotten to that point. But after what happened in Boston, now, a couple of days later, we see this fertilizer plant, which it was a fire, and it's just related to what happened with the fire. But it really is a rough week here in America, a very, very rough week. Speaking of Boston, the Boston Marathon bombings, the continued press to find out, all right, who's responsible, and let's get to the bottom of this now, as the trail could get colder and colder. Nobody wants to see that happen. We're not waiting another decade for justice on this one. There certainly is a lot of anger among Americans who maybe aren't as confident that the people will be caught who are responsible. I feel pretty confident because I think at this point the way the round-the-clock investigation has happened and the press to find out who's responsible, tearing through video and coming up with forensic evidence. Let's hope that they haven't jumped on a plane, gotten out of the country, or maybe it's somebody who is right here in the country. There is no definitives about this one, just lots of speculating, and that's part of the problem. Because of all the speculating, it didn't matter where you lived. If you were cruising around in your car and you liked the radio, I hope you do, and you're flipping around looking for a little piece of news, probably on the great station that you're listening to me on right now, you might have heard a couple of conflicting reports. One, that somebody was in custody and that they also had questioned somebody, or nobody was in custody and they're looking at identifying a couple persons of interest, which seems to be the true story here, that the FBI has images of two people that look to be perhaps involved in this. So they're trying to find them, although the information has been anything but clear And as I said, depending on where you were listening to the news, you might have thought they had somebody in custody today. Or you might have thought that they were still trying to piece it together. Or you might have thought that they are looking clearly at two people of interest. What one report is one of the men has a backpack that appears to match the bag believed to be used in the attack. And this is from photos and video. The other man has a bag of some kind as well. They didn't make the images public because they're worried about jeopardizing the investigation. But news of images came while the investigators spent Wednesday just poring over thousands of photos, frankly, and video, trying to piece together remnants of bombs in an effort to figure out who might be responsible for the attack and start asking a lot of questions. We do know that it was a pressure cooker, and they found a pressure cooker lid on top of a nearby building. They think that's part of the bomb, and its other pieces were being analyzed at the FBI lab. They're also looking at cell phone tower records to identify hits for signal calls that might have been placed that make sense to trigger both explosions remotely, because it seems as though that's part of this. We know by now that the shrapnel that was so deadly was the thing that caused deaths like the 8-year-old boy and critical injuries to 17 others, including nails and ball bearings and you name it. They packed it in there. The reason that so many people jumped to the obvious thing that, all right, is this foreign terrorism, is this Islamic jihadist kind of an event, Al-Qaeda, whatever, is because, frankly, pressure cooker bombs have been used in many high-profile bombings in India and Pakistan, Afghanistan, and always responsible behind that is Al-Qaeda. In fact, there's an online magazine. It's called the Anarchist Cookbook, and you can find out how to make one of these. So naturally, there is inquiries into the possibilities there. I mean, were they assembled near the scene of the explosion? You know, how do they transport the devices? You know, that kind of stuff. There was no premature detonation, so the belief is perhaps they assembled it somewhere close by and constructed it that way. Therefore, there wasn't anything accidental that happened to it. You know, the amputation numbers, as Dr. Peter Burke, you might have seen him on the tube, he's the chief of trauma services at Boston Medical Center. He said 19 patients, 6 men and 13 women, are being treated. 7 people had amputations, 2 are in critical condition. There's a 5-year-old boy who's also on that critical list. They're going to do more operations, what they call reoperations, at the hospital because 1 or 2 patients might have been released. They're hoping for later today, but Boston did what it could, the EMS and the first responders, and they did limit the loss of life because people were putting on tourniquets and doing whatever they could when they saw others in the street bleeding literally to death. So there was some real humanity on display just a couple of days ago in Boston. All right, stay with us. We are pitching it to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
2, 3,
knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one.
Yeah,
me.
Let's just say no, no.
No.
Any more catastrophic events for the rest of this week? Can we make a deal, America? Let's just stay safe, if possible. You know, you have, first of all, you have this blast that ripped through a Texas plant in the evening on Wednesday. It's a fertilizer plant, you can imagine. 100 injuries, maybe 100 people dead. They're very cautious about what they're saying. It looks like a scene from 95 Oklahoma City, that bombing. Massive chaos on the ground. And people all over the place searching home by home, trying to account for folks. The blast actually measured 2.1 on the Richter scale, so it really shook up a lot of people who had no idea, because in the distance, it looks like a fire. Whoa, look at the fire. You know, when I'm sure this has happened to some of you. You're driving by a major highway, you look over, oh, and you see there's a fire, and I'm sure they're on the scene, they're trying to get that fire out. But then if you're watching that fire, boom, the massive explosion just rips through a 5 to 6 block area in a very small town on the map for being this cute little Czechoslovakian place that makes awesome kolaches and other bakery type foods that people drive to and stop on the way to other parts of Texas. So they're looking into that. They're trying to find as many people as possible. We know what's happening in Boston. We just talked about that. People are furious, and there's a lot of fear out there. A lot of people, for the first time, are really concerned because this is this loss of life and these bombs, these pressure cooker bombs, it's the first time we've really seen the bubble pierced, which in one way is absolutely stunningly amazing. Think of Faisal Shahzad trying to blow up a piece of Times Square. Think of what happened with the underwear bomber who couldn't ignite his underwear, which was the trigger to the bomb that he had, which would have blown up a plane a couple of Christmases ago heading into Detroit. That didn't happen. And there were numerous other scares. There was a student visa expired guy who wanted to pull down a building in Dallas, and he was trapped in a sting infiltration. And there have been several other incidents like that, too, in the East Coast and other parts of the country. And from what I know from some people in Washington, there's, and of course many of you probably already assume this anyway, there's a lot of things that have been stopped that we don't know about. You know, as somebody told me at the Pentagon, you don't want to know some of the things that we know and the amount of threats that we take seriously that are stopped in some form. But this one got through. Whether it's a lone wolf, homegrown, whatever the label turns out to be, it is terror. It is a form of terror without a doubt. And it's something that we haven't seen. It's something that in America, we really have been in our own little bubble. And 9/11 was a big wake-up call. And here we are again. It does bring up those issues of what should we be doing? What aren't we doing? Why don't we, as somebody pointed out to me, and I have to say I agree with this, you know, sometimes protecting ourselves from the image, why don't we show the images of what came out of Boston, in a sense, put a disclaimer, but know what this is what you're looking at. This is a form of terror, and here you go. Look at people who have lost limbs. Look at how horrific this is. It looks like a battlefield. Why do we make it pretty and anesthetize it, people from it? I think that it's a wake-up call that people really, honestly, need to hear. If nothing else, for safety reasons, keep people more vigilant, more aware. Coming up on our next America Tonight, we're going to talk to a security expert about that. Not to be paranoid, not to be a fear monger, but just to be more aware when you're in big crowds, things to look for and to know for the future that may perhaps prevent something. I don't know that anyone could have seen what was going on or realized what had happened or picked up those cues at the Boston Marathon. You know, part of that is nobody's thinking of all the sporting events. You're really not thinking, hey, this is a run. Really? A bomb at a run? Two bombs at a run? Just not thinking that way. You're thinking Super Bowl, giant worldwide events. Not that the marathon doesn't get a lot of attention, but that's just not what you're thinking. In the meantime, speaking of evildoers, a Mississippi guy has been arrested as a suspect in connection to mailing three letters sent to President Obama, Senator Roger Wicker, and a Mississippi official that initially tested positive for ricin. The FBI says that the man was arrested right before 6 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday, and they're talking about filing charges. The Department of Justice says he was arrested in his house in Corinth, Mississippi. They were easily tracing this. There was a joint investigation thing. I mean, you talk about joint cooperation. You had the Secret Service in this, the Capitol Police, the Postal Service, because of what was mailed in the mail. The suspect is a 45-year-old Paul Kenneth Curtis, and he is from Tupelo, which is also the hometown of Senator Wicker and his wife. So there was a letter addressed to the president, which tested positive, and to Senator a wick or two. Luckily, they knocked this down. It didn't reach where its intended target was. And, you know, it's about those suspicious packages in the Capitol. They take that serious, especially after 9/11, and they go through all of it. I mean, ricin is deadly when it's inhaled. It's not contagious, but the thing about this is you can look this up anywhere. No antidote. No antidote. It was low grade, and it wasn't weaponized, is what you can do with that. But the compound in there was scary enough to be sure. It could have certainly done some damage. But White House stuff, Capitol stuff, everything is screen, screen, screen. And they picked this up so it didn't hit its intended target. It reminds you of the anthrax attacks in 2001 that closed the Senate, the Hart Senate office building, if you remember, because of stuff that was screened then, and that was really cropping up in a lot of different areas, which spawned a plethora of stories about, wow, if we have another attack, how do you think they come after us? Well, one way could be through anthrax. One way could be to spread that in a crop dusting plane. Remember, there were, you know, probably a year afterwards, it was about what could happen, what about the bridges and tunnels, all the other areas where we could be vulnerable and possibly attacked in a different way than what happened with the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, you know, the planes, using the planes as a weapon. So, in the meantime, while all this is happening, we also have the, you know, another crazy story about, what happened with a DA, two DAs who were killed, and a wife. And finally, someone has been charged in this. And let me tell you, the FBI has been all over this case in Kaufman County in Texas. And I think they were really careful about some of the information that they were releasing here. Mark Hassey was the assistant prosecutor who was killed in January, and the district attorney, Mike McClellan, and his wife were killed last month. Turns out it appears to be a disgruntled ex-employee who stole some computer monitors and then was relieved, you know, was relieved of his justice of the peace and every other duty connected to that, and legally forget about practicing any form of law. So a wife comes forward and says that she was involved with her, Kim Williams, with her husband Eric Williams, in the killings, and she's been charged with capital murder charges in prison, as is her husband Eric. Watching this unfold will be an interesting trial, and one that will pique the interest of a lot of people who were furious and saddened by what happened.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So many people emailing us. I know I sound like a broken record where I go on and on, but bravo to all of you who email the show, because I'm overwhelmed by the amount of emails we get. And you know how I know that? I've said this once or twice before, because I have that little red alert thing, and it's pegging. It's pegging. And what you want to talk about, what all of you seem to want to talk about, is what happened as far as gun control. Also, the latest from the Boston Marathon. Do we know anything different? And how you feel even about immigration. So a lot of issues that are pumping out of Washington that have been heavily played out on this show on the minds of many of you. This first one from Ken in Mississippi. He says, Kate, wow, how about it? I'm not surprised. Strike one for the administration. Of course the senators rejected gun control, especially in light of some of the things that we've seen recently. What they don't understand in Washington is if the bad guys have all the guns, then how does that help all of us in these United States when we're just trying to protect our property and our family? Hoping and praying to God, by the way, that we never, ever have to discharge our weapon into anybody who's trying to break into our homes or do any harm to any of our family members. Just my two cents. All right, so I would say that absolutely there's been a fierce blowback to any kind of gun control measures, whether it was the assault weapons, which, of course, there was an assault weapon ban before that expired. Boom, that was it. And whether it's the background checks, the extensive background checks, which, by the way, at first I was really on board with that because I thought, okay, well, this makes sense. Who's going to disagree about background checks? But then when you scrape it around and upon further review, you find out, well, a lot of things aren't being followed now. So how about let's follow what we have regulation-wise and see where we're at. And maybe we don't need to rewrite some of what's trying to rewrite in Washington, D.C. So effectively, the vote was 54-46. You got to have 60. So they didn't have 60. Supposedly, this was going to be a bipartisan proposal that would have expanded background checks on gun sales, and it didn't happen. Why? A handful of Democrats voted against it. A handful did. Senator from Arkansas, Max Baucus from Montana, Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, and several others. And this was part of the reason why it didn't go through. The bill would have expanded checks to cover all firearm sales at gun shows and over the internet. There was, of course, exemptions, remember, between friends and acquaintances, like you're selling the gun to your cousin, etc. That wouldn't have been part of this thing. All right, here's another one. Somebody else wants to throw in on it, too. This one from John, listening to us, WVMT. Katie Kate, love you here in Vermont. I think we have heard your show from day one. Keep on bringing it, sister. I am not surprised by what happened on the Hill. I can't tell you, here in Vermont, there was cut-ins. We saw the president and, of course, sadly, some of the other people around him. I almost feel like they use the folks from Newtown, Connecticut. And, of course, my heart bleeds for all of the people who lost children. It is sick, heinous, and should never have happened. But just because of that, it doesn't mean that they have to become the poster children for bad laws. And I think that's why it was defeated. Well, see, this is the thing. You have some of these Democrats who didn't want to take the blowback, the hit from their constituents. And also, by the way, were people who owned guns and felt like there wasn't enough there as far as the background checks. At least that's some of the quick interviews that I saw with a few that voted no on it. But the president was furious. He went to the White House Rose Garden. Gabby Giffords was there. I mentioned that previously. Vice President Biden, there's family members, of course, as you're referring to from Newtown, who were unfortunately victimized in that shooting rampage that killed the 20 kids, and he was irritated. I mean, Obama just, no holds barred, he ripped the GOP and all the groups opposed to the Manchin-Toomey Amendment, saying they willfully lied about the contents of the background check bill, and said that the vote represented a pretty shameful day for Washington. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, you can hold that number, but you can also send us your thoughts via mail like so many people did. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. All right, here's some others that we got. This one from Sarah, who says, thumbs down on what happened in Washington today. Kate Delaney, I'm surprised at you. I've listened to your show, and I do enjoy it, but I don't understand why you would be against some of this legislation that they're trying to put through to help people in this country so that their children don't have to be victims of unnecessary violence. Why in the world does anybody need to have a zillion rounds of ammunition, for goodness sake? Well, first of all, the main thing is the bipartisan proposal that was put forth in the Senate, where the vote was only on that, was only on background checks. So it wasn't even about magazines or any of that stuff. That's the original one. The rest is being voted on, but that was it. I mean, this was the main thing. So here's what I would say. I would say that there's just not enough horses, one, to get it through. Two, there were other amendments that were stuck in the middle of this, and that's probably part of it. You know, the president talking about this being a lie, but it's also a lie as to how the bill actually reads. It it wasn't simpatico with what was being said, at least not what I saw, unless that version was ripped up yet another time, and I'm looking at something completely different. I think the Democrats really thought that this was the sweet spot of gun control, and hey, listen, originally I thought it was too, that this was the one thing that could have probably passed, but the problem is all the things attached to what they're talking about with background checks, and also because background checks now that have failed miserably. In other words, people who got background checks and ended up being some of these nuts that were part of mass shootings and destroying people's lives. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to look at this. And, hey, I respect anyone's opinion. If you don't agree with me, I always say, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, sick of it all, looking for a third party. Have an opinion, and a lot of you have opinions. All right, let's take another one, and this has nothing to do with guns. This is about immigration. This one from Barry, who says, this is the first time I've emailed the show, Kate, but I want you to know when I'm awake, I do listen to America Tonight. Sometimes I've heard you on playback. I really do enjoy your mix of topics. You kind of have the pulse, I think, of what people want to talk about. I have to say, with immigration, as somebody who lives on a border state, I was all about open arms, let's bring people in. Geez, people just want to make a living. Until two of my neighbors were victims of some brutal crimes, thanks to gangs who came up through the border. And ultimately, I'm starting to see more statistics that plenty of the people who end up immigrating illegally to the United States have nefarious things in mind. That doesn't make me feel good. And then I think about something I heard you say once a long time ago. It might be the first or second time I ever heard you on the air, talking about the fact that you've traveled and you've been pulled aside and questioned about a lot of different things. And if you decided you were going to stay in a country and didn't have the paperwork, you would be booted out. So I say we got to think about that. We got to think about the people waiting in line legally who have paid a fortune to lawyers trying to figure out ways to just get a taste of American freedom. And they're almost there, and then they hear about this pathway to citizenship. Sounds like a mess to me, and that it's not really, really, really thought out, not at least from my point of view. Thanks for the good work, and I'll keep listening. Well, you know, here's the thing. Immigration now, I mean, with everything that's happened with guns, it's the same thing. It depends on what's in the immigration bill. Comparisons to things that have happened before. I mean, there's been some really positive news that's come out of what's happened with the Senate bill on immigration. So, and this truly has some bipartisan support. You got to think of whose interest is it in to have something change as far as immigration. But the pages that you have to go through, trust me, I've only read a few of them, I gotta be honest, because it's like War and Peace. 844 pages. 844 pages, I'm not kidding you. To go through this entire thing, you need cliff notes, and that's part of the problem. And that's why Senator Marco Rubio, a conservative member, of course, of the Senate group who's trying to win over fellow conservatives and wants to make sure that the right kind of things are in the bill, the first thing that he said was we need more time to look at it. And, of course, you know, we do need to look at it. He even says that there is a provision that would give free cell phones to immigrants entering the U.S. from Mexico on a work visa. And he says it's just ludicrous and ridiculous. And that language came from a 2011 border enforcement bill. So it means that some of this bill might have been jammed together, and provisions that don't make any sense are still part of it. And so if you think about it, he's right. Why would we do that? Why would we need to put that as part of what this bill is? And there's probably some other things, too, as well. There's also the one provision that would grant legal status to relatives of illegal immigrants, and that would allow some already deported immigrants to return to the United States. So there's some confusion here. I don't know that this is such a layup either. Thanks to everybody who emailed the show. I'll say it again. Bravo. Send your thoughts, your great recipes for Rice Krispie bars. No, I'm kidding. To AmericaTonight.net.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
In this edition of We Can Count, we can count among ourselves the amount of times we've said, finally, winter has left and it's all about spring, but not so fast. Thunderstorms, large hail, tornadoes hitting Texas to St. Louis, Missouri on Wednesday into Thursday. Heavy, heavy rains in northern Illinois. Lots of delays at the Chicago airports. Snow smashing about in Colorado. Where is spring? Where is spring? To give you an idea, and here's your numbers, inbound flights to Denver International Airport were delayed an average of 2 hours plus. That's Wednesday night. Outbound flights, about 45-minute delays. In Chicago, it was a nightmare. There were cancellations galore and long, long, long wait times. But you know what? When you go to the airport, what do you have to pack? Your patience. Nothing is a sure thing anymore when you go to fly. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a wicked gamble. Might be weather, might be a snafu, like with American Airlines the other day, with Sabre, which was the group that handles reservations and weights of planes and all that sort of stuff that backed everything up. All right, here's your number, SB92. Know what it is? Probably don't. But what it is a Florida law. It's a bill to limit law enforcement's use of drones. And it's headed to Governor Rick Scott, who's saying, I'm going to sign it. So Florida's going to be among the first states to regulate unmanned aircraft. How about that? How about that? An unmanned drone could be used by police to stop a suspect from escaping, prevent evidence from being destroyed, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. However, the evidence collected by a drone that doesn't follow the regulations in the bill, this Florida bill, in that state would not be admissible in court, and the people who feel like they've been wrongfully spied upon could file a civil action lawsuit. So that is huge, absolutely huge. Well, we've been talking about this really since I jumped on the air, and it's sad in West Texas. People are asking for prayers because really at this point they don't even have a number on how many people are dead. They believe it's at least 100+, but because of all these things that have happened with other stories and numbers of people, they're really afraid to give it a number. Certainly hundreds of people have been injured. There were people that had scrapes and bruises and everything else, and they could count themselves among the lucky. What happened was a large fertilizer plant, I mean large, exploded in this small town 75 miles outside of Dallas. The West mayor described it as the most devastating thing that's happened to the community. On the Richter scale, 2.1 would be the earthquake effects, and it shook that town up. I mean, shook it up. 700 or so first responders raced to West, knowing they certainly did not have enough people. Here gives you an idea of why they're kind of fishy on the actual numbers. One, because they're still sorting through all of this. It happened at 8 o'clock Central Time. Houses in a 5 to 6 block radius in the town were just destroyed, demolished. So you think 8 o'clock, and if you go by that number, what are people doing in a small town? A lot of the people in the small town were watching the tube. They were in their house. So there were homes that weren't damaged. There were people that were injured, but obviously are okay. There are people in critical condition. And let's hope there's more people that are getting help than people who are dead. Here's one thing that's scary. A nursing home was right by there. So in that nursing home, there's like 133 people in the nursing home. So it might have been evacuated, but how many people had injuries, how many people didn't make it, who knows. This is a fluid story, and I'm sure more details are going to start to pile up, but it's absolutely not going, they're not going to have a hardcore number or know a lot of the details because so much of it is happening still into the evening, and you're talking about people in dark conditions lighting up the scene, but having to go door to door pretty much. I mean, that's what you're doing here. You'd have to be able to do that, or you would want to do that, because that's the only way to really get a count of who's missing and who's accounted for. And the good news is that there were people that definitely survived it, but there were plenty of people that were leveled because this plant just ripped through that town. I mean, ripped through the town. In fact, because of the fertilizer and the way the side of the plant looked and everything else, honest to goodness, if you were to go to your computer and look at this, I would want you to call me and tell me it's the first thing you think of. You know what the first thing that I thought of, and I guarantee so many other people did? Oklahoma City bombing. Oklahoma City bombing. I remember where I was. I remember seeing what the federal building looked like, and this is an eerie similarity to it. Not as big, the building not as big as far as height, but it looks exactly like it, which of course makes sense given the fact that we're talking about fertilizer. And it's, again, crazy. All right, so let's move on to a couple of other numbers. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is vowing a Benghazi liaison to Congress within 24 hours because there's still lingering questions about Benghazi. Do you know that that happened in September of last year and we still don't have any clear-cut accountability, really, on this? If you think about the fatalities, sadly, people who were serving, like Ambassador Stevens, and put in this particular situation when they asked for beefed up security and did not get it. So four Americans, as you know, were killed. And the idea is to learn more about what came before the incident and then, of course, the aftermath, because there have been no arrests in connection to the killings, no arrests. And Kerry testified that the people involved in the Benghazi issue have already testified 8 times before Congress, briefed leaders 20 times, and submitted 25,000 pages of related documents. Related documents. And they call that progress. And yet we still don't have answers. This is a big story also coming out of the state of Texas. People are now starting to realize that this happened, but a North Texas man convicted in a shooting of a teenager during a carjacking outside of a nightclub 12 years ago has been executed. 40-year-old Ronnie Threadgill received a lethal injection just a day ago in Huntsville, and it was less than 2 hours after the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, rejected a last-day appeal, because, you know, there's always the appeal, the appeal, the appeal, but this time it did not work. It didn't work. Moving along to something else that's been talked about a lot, and of course it's what happened in Boston. It falls into the numbers category because the FBI says that they have 2 images of persons of interest, they are carefully calling it, in the bombings. There are lots of images coming up. You may have already seen them, too. You have every amateur sleuth or watcher of NCIS and CSI and everything else looking at the finish line and coming up with conclusions. FBI, of course, doing the same thing, zeroing in on the materials and what could have exploded, the pressure cooker, they have that, the fragments of the ball bearings and nails and the bag and what they've been able to piece together. And let's just hope that they nail whoever did this sooner rather than later, because the amounts of amputations just was staggering. 30 plus, and there's still a couple of people in critical condition, including a 5-year-old boy. They're working on 8 reoperations due to what happened on Monday, and there's some major injuries. Wow. Very, very, very sad. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.